never thought that something as simple as having money stolen from our clinic could leave you with such a personal sense of violation and hurt. But the impact that this has had on every aspect of my life is indescribable. The emotional scars that are left within me and our patients and our staff and myself are going to be with me the rest of my life, personally. Ms. Makos' daily subtle but extremely effective character defamation to me, my partners, my patients, my referring physicians, our staff, the entire community, has had immeasurable repercussions on my very ability to practice physical therapy in Portland, Oregon. Ms. Makos' daily actions to steal from West Portland, using her character destruction of me as the sideshow to cover her theft, have led to continued ramifications upon my physical, emotional, and physical health. Just this past weekend, I had to explain to two referring physicians that my PT license had not, in fact, been nullified by the State Board of Physical Therapy, but the erroneous allegations manufactured by Ms. Makos in an effort to strip me of my physical therapy license were untrue. The ripple effect of Ms. Makos' lies and the defamation are far-reaching. They are well beyond my ability to control. I don't know where they are. I don't know how far they have gone. My family's well-being has been significantly affected. My children could not understand the state of constant attack or siege that I was living under for 2 years of Ms. Makos' employment. My children could not fathom why my partners were listening to Donna Makos over their respective friend, me. I could not effectively explain Ms. Makos' sway over the clinic, my partners, and my family without feeling extraordinary remorse and shame for having failed in my relationships with my partners. I was devastated by the daily betrayals. I sought assistance from all manner of professionals to stop the madness of Ms. Makos. Because Ms. Makos' daily attentions were directed to the alteration of our electronic data, I was being thwarted by the counterpoint of Makos blocking my resolution of the chaos and the constant infusion of inaccurate data. She went through the back door of our electronic records every day to alter information and to keep her second set of accounting numbers regarding cash and other data. Nothing ever made sense. I sincerely believed I was losing my mind. I couldn't sleep. I questioned my sanity. I cried myself to sleep at night. My daughter cried herself to sleep on several occasions after she witnessed my partners blaming the chaos caused by Donna Makos on me. Every falsified report that I challenged was met with a salvo of Makos' manufactured IT resolution explanations, which only continued Mrs. Makos' crying spree. Every time I challenged the erroneous reports, I was accused of harassing Donna Makos so that she would sue me for harassment. I ultimately and fortunately sought out the advice of trusted friends, employment attorneys, licensing board attorneys, psychologists, ministers, forensic accountants, and IT experts to help me get to the bottom of the craziness that infested our clinic during the time, only during the time, that Ms. Makos was in our life. These past 2 years that have followed Ms. Makos' theft have been drained by the real possibility of our clinic several times being on the brink of bankruptcy. Without lines of credit from banks, we would have been bankrupt. Insolvency, which was 100% created by Ms. Makos' crimes. Let me just summarize by saying that Ms. Makos is an extraordinarily competent and manipulative sociopath who outgunned our bookkeepers, our partners, our CPA firm, and our IT consulting experts. She will present to Your Honor that her theft was all just an accident, when in truth it took Ms. Makos' vigilant daily manipulation of the truth in regards to altering hundreds of pieces of information on a daily basis. To date, Ms. Makos has done absolutely nothing to return a single penny of the thousands upon thousands of dollars that she stole. Mrs. Makos' refusal to repay even a penny of what Ms. Makos stole more than anything illustrates her total lack of remorse. I ask that Your Honor consider this inaction on Ms. Makos' part regarding restitution alone when sentencing Ms. Makos. I ask that Ms. Makos be sentenced to the maximum 57 months allowed for the crimes that she has already pled guilty to. The crimes that Ms. Makos has pled guilty to are but a small fraction of the crimes Ms. Makos committed during her 22-month crime spree.